Blackbeard crew, the Pirate's Code, spreading the secrets of health, wealth, and happiness. This be Blackbeard's review of the ancient writings of the legendary swordsman of the 15th century, Miyamoto Musashi, entitled A Book of Five Rings. You may not remember, but he be undefeated in 62 duels to the death. Blackbeard be thankful he be living in Japan in the 15th century, not in the Caribbean in the 16th century, I reckon he knew a thing or two about strategy and human nature. In his writings, A Book of Five Rings, he be spouting wisdom about the elements, ground, water, fire, wind, and the elusive void, the very essence of worldly things. Ground, he says. Be like a straight road you map out for your strategy. A warrior, he says, must face death with a stout heart, resolute and unyielded. To be one with the way of the warrior means to be resolved, accepting death as part of life itself. Keep your spirit true from dawn till dusk, seeing yourself as but a soul ready for the afterlife. And ye shall sail through life without fear, fulfilling your duty to the Lord. When ye set sail on a venture, set your sights on the prize and cast selfishness aside. For then failure shall not dare cross your path. There be four paths men tread, as gentlemen, farmers, artisans, and merchants. Each has their own way to follow. The farmer sees the world through the seasons, while the merchant's eyes be ever fixed on profit. The warrior hones his skills with his weapons, while the gentleman carries his honor like his blade. But if a gentleman shuns strategy, he'll never understand the true worth of his weapons. The artisan, or carpenter, as Musashi calls him, must master his tools and follow his plans to the letter. Just as the carpenter sharpens his blades, so too must a warrior sharpen his mind and skills for battle. Allow Blackbeard to expound a bit with a tale of leadership fit for any captain of the seas based on Musashi's principle of ground. A leader, says I, must know his crew like the back of his hand. He must understand their strengths and weaknesses, circulating among them like the wind among the sails, asking for naught unreasonable. Aye, he must know the very essence of his men, their abilities, their morale, their spirit, and when need be, he must stoke the flames of courage within them. Each man must be given tasks by the captain according to his skill, like a craftsman wielding his tools with precision. But a leader ain't just about knowing his men. He must know the lay of the land, the laws of the land, and the laws of trade. It's the way of the warrior, says Musashi, to carry two swords, training from the very start to be ambidextrous, to handle any weapon that crosses your path. Aye, a weapon be more than just a shiny ornament. It must be sturdy, reliable, like a trusty ship in a storm. Timing, me hearties, timing be the key to victory in battle and in business alike. There be a rhythm to the world, a rise and fall like the tide. A leader must be like a seasoned sailor, reading the currents, discerning the perfect moment to strike. It be the cunning use of timing, born from the very void itself, that'll catch your enemies unawares and lead ye to triumph. First and foremost, he says, cast aside all thoughts of dishonesty. The path to true strategy be paved with honesty and integrity. Secondly, the way be in constant training. Sharpen your skills like a blade upon a grindstone, for only through practice and dedication can ye hope to master the art of strategy. Thirdly, acquaint yourself with every art under the sun. Knowledge be your compass, leading ye through the treacherous waters of battle and business alike. Know the ways of all professions, says Musashi, for each holds its own secrets and strategies. Distinguish between gain and loss, me hearties. In the world of men, every decision be a gamble, and only those with keen judgment can hope to come out ahead. Develop your intuition, he says, For sometimes the answers lie beyond reason's reach. Perceive the unseen. Pay heed to the smallest details. For even the slightest nuance can tip the scales in your favor. And above all, do naught that be of no use. Every action must serve a purpose, else it be naught but wasted effort. Remember me, mates, to see the grand scheme of things. For strategy be like a vast ocean, and only those who can navigate its depths shall emerge victorious. And if there be a way to claim victory and honor for yourself, it be the way of strategy itself. That be ground. Now let me delve into the wisdom of Musashi's teachings on the other elements. Water, fire, wind, and the mysterious void. Water, says Musashi, be like the spirit itself. It flows and adapts, taking the shape of whatever vessel it finds itself in. Sometimes it be a gentle stream, and other times a fierce tidal wave that none can stand against. The strategist, he says, knows how to turn small actions into mighty deeds, holding within him the essence of a thousand maneuvers. Opponents very often underestimate one who knows the principle of water. To put this into me own words, water, the soul of the sea and the strategist's blood. Avast! Water be the cleverest of all the elements. Aye, for it yields without losing strength and hides its power till the moment of reckoning. Just like a ship, what rides the tide, sometimes drifting, sometimes surging, a true strategist flows with the world rather than striking blindly against it. Water can be a bomb or a blade, depending on how ye wield it. Be it calm or wrathful, 'tis always moving, always seeking a course. When Musashi speaks of water, he speaks a mastery over the inner self, the ability to adapt with awareness. In battle or business, in love or loss, the one who lives like water never breaks. They bend. They find the cracks in the enemy's hull, the weaknesses they can exploit, not with brute force, but with clever maneuvers, quiet persistence, and the art of unseen motion. Take this lesson to heart, sailor. Be formless, but not without intent. Let your spirit mirror the tide, calm when need be, crashing when the time calls. Water don't seek glory, yet it carves canyons and topples mountains over time. So too must you carry yourself, with grace, with cunning, and with quiet might. Batten down, then flow onward. Fire, on the other hand, says Musashi, burns bright with a fierce spirit. Whether it be a tiny spark or a roaring inferno, the spirit within be fierce and unyielding. But beware, for what be large and obvious be easy to perceive, while the small and subtle be harder to discern. It be the mark of a true warrior to train relentlessly, day and night, honing his instincts for quick decisions in the heat of battle. If ye come over the horizon like a raging forest fire, they be prepared for ye when ye arrive. But a calm approach like a small candle does not raise the alarm. Then ye may release the fire raging inside and take them by surprise. Who can stand against a wall of flame? Aye, here be me own take on fire, the flame of ferocity and the furnace of intent. Ah, fire! Now ye speak the language of cannon blasts and blazing sails. Matey, aye, fire, be the very breath of combat, the heartbeat of passion, the fury of the spirit when roused to action. Musashi's flame ain't mere heat and light. It be the will to strike, the power to act, and the courage to burn when the moment be ripe. But he said true, too much flame draws every eye. A great blaze may warm a camp or burn down a fleet, but once spotted, it be marked for dousing. The clever swordsman knows this. Rage alone wins no battles. 'Tis the spark hidden in the powder keg, the firebrand tucked in a cloak that turns the tide. The strategist channels fire through discipline, not recklessness. He trains till instinct be swifter than thought, like a flint striking steel in the blink of an eye. When the time comes, he unleashes the blaze where none expect it. A torch in the powder room, not on the open deck where all can see. So, sailor, light your fire deep within. Feed it with daily grind, sharpened instincts, and watchful silence. Then, when the wind be just right and the enemy be none the wiser, you let it roar forth like a broadside from the shadows. The wall of flame that takes the world unawares, that's the mark of true strategy. Wind whispers of old traditions, present-day customs, and the heritage of strategy passed down through generations. To know oneself, one must first know others, says Musashi. For it be through understanding the ways of others that we gain insight into our own nature. This be what some be calling understanding human nature. Human nature be not changing over the centuries. If throughout history, a person or a group faced with a certain situation have always reacted in a certain manner, then you can count on folks continuing to react in the same manner. It be in the wind of human nature. As I see it, wind, the whisper of ways and the currents of custom. Ah, now ye be speaking the tongue of the wind, the sly and ever-roaming breath of time itself. Aye, the wind don't roar like fire, nor crush like the sea. It whispers, it listens, it observes. Musashi knew well, to master the wind is to read the air, the hearts, and the habits of men. Wind, says he, be the study of the many styles, of rivals, allies, and the very cultures that birth them. It ain't just swinging a sword with flair. Tis knowing why a man swings the way he does, what shaped his stance, his creed, and his mind. Just as a pirate captain studies the trade winds to chart a course, so must a warrior study the winds of tradition and human nature to strike true. He speaks with a wise tongue. Human nature, like the wind, be eternal. It bends a bit in the moment, aye, but always returns to its true direction. Greed, fear, pride, loyalty. These be the steady winds that fill the sails of every man, no matter the century. When a crew's backed against the mast, they'll still fight for life, just as they did in Musashi's day, or in mine. To harness the wind, then, is to become a student of the world. Ye observe the patterns, the rituals, the common reactions men have to love, to gold, to betrayal, to glory. Ye learn from every foe and every friend, then chart your own way. Part pirate, part philosopher. And once ye understand the weather of men, ye can raise your Jolly Roger with confidence, knowing where to strike, when to bluff, and how to guide your ship through storm or calm. Now then, brave soul, cast off into the great unknown and drop anchor at the last and most enigmatic element, the void. Shall we peer into the abyss together? Yarr! The void, that which knows no beginning nor end. The way of strategy be the way of nature itself. By attuning oneself to the rhythms of the world, one can strike with the precision of a thunderbolt, for it be in harmony with the very essence of existence. Some who meditate know answers to questions that evade those who rush about searching for the answers. If the rhythm of nature be a raging storm, the attacker can approach without fear of being detected. On a peaceful moonlit night, the approach of a grasshopper shall be heard. Become one with nature. Fit in so that ye don't attract the attention of everyone around. In pirate terms, void. The infinite silence in the captain's final compass. Ah, ye've reached the deepest hold in the hull, the place where light don't reach and words lose their worth. The void, lad, where the maps end and the true way begins. Musashi speaks of the void not as nothing, but as everything that cannot be seen, touched, or named. 'Tis the space between heartbeats, the calm in the eye of the storm. The strike that lands before the mind even knows it drew a blade. The void be the ungraspable truth, the essence of the way, the natural flow of the cosmos where the strategist and the universe move as one. He said it well. Those who rush, who claw for answers in haste, oft miss the treasure buried right beneath their boots. But the one who stills his mind, who listens to the waves, the wind, and the silence, he learns to feel rather than force. In battle, in life, or in love, it be this stillness what lets ye slip abaft the guard, unseen and unfelt until it's far too late. Aye, when the rhythm of nature rages, the noise of the world drowns all. And there, in the chaos, the master can walk unseen, striking like a ghost with no name. But on a quiet night, even the smallest ripple draws a wary eye. So be like the sea mist, the hidden reef, present but unfelt. Ye become the world around ye, not stand out from it. The void be where strategy becomes instinct, where mastery turns to freedom. No thoughts, no form, no fear. Only action born of unity with the eternal tides. 'Tis the last lesson, and the hardest, not to act, but to be. So, hoist your sails of silence, brave one. Let the void be your compass, and the stars your guide. For when ye walk the way without grasping, you'll never lose your course again. So heed these words, me hearties, and let them guide ye on your own path of discovery and mastery in the art of strategy and leadership. Arabella, you sit quietly out of my sight, but I can feel your need to express yourself. Please do.
Oh my! 62 duels to the death gets a woman's heart pumping and face flushing. He wasn't much of a ladies' man from what I have read, unlike Blackbeard, my man of steel and velvet. Okay, so I have been paying close attention to this man of action and adventure, just like you do to my romantic comedies. I understand ground, the need for a pure heart, dedicated training, understanding the four paths men tread, and eliminating wasted action. I understand the nature of water, adapting to the situation. I can be a gentle stream in the captain's cabin, or a raging torrent in battle, sweeping away everything in me path. I understand fire and how to be a candle to light the way, a source of warmth on a cold night, or a raging, unquenchable inferno. And I understand the wind of human nature, which can be overcome individually, but not by an entire crew. But it's the mysterious void that I wonder about. Not sure that I comprehend the rhythms of the world or the essence of existence.
Bella, my storm in a bottle, you exemplify the essence of the void. You can climb aboard a ship of 300 hard men who haven't laid eyes on a woman for months, and even before finding out who ye be, not one dares to lay a hand on ye. The aura ye produce be like the fascinating Portuguese man o' war. The most dangerous jellyfish-like creatures in the sea, with tentacles up to 165 feet long, covered with venom-filled stinging cells that cause severe pain, fever, shock, and death. An armada of this floating venomous navy be as beautiful as anything the crew has ever seen. But even before they understand what they are, not a single man dares go overboard to try and get close. Your beauty attracts, but the essence of your being takes the wind completely out of their sails. They dare not say a word or make a move. You can enter a fancy high society ballroom and fit in so that you don't attract the attention of anyone. Or you can enter the room and without a word command the attention of every person there. The essence of your being causes the world around you to adapt without understanding why. Human instinct causes us to fear that which appears harmless and helpless, and yet moves through life without fear. You move through the world without fear, my dear, which scares the scat out of the rest of us. Raise a toast to Musashi, greatest swordsman ever.